These are the end times. These are the last days. And we're not a cruise ship anymore. We now have to be a battleship. And I think that we have to learn how to live like we are actually living in the end times, looking unto Jesus, walking in the fear of the Lord, us being so sold out toward the imminent and the glorious return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and understand that our redemption is actually drawn nigh. There's some tremendous signs in the heavens. We have the next great American eclipse. You know, Jesus said there will be sign, and there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and also within the stars. And we know that it's 7 years. It begins another 7-year cycle because the last great American eclipse happened 7 years ago in August of 2017. And so it's speaking of 7-year cycles now. And that is a really big deal. That's such a big deal. I would say this, if you're not sure that that's a sign from heaven, know that it happens on April the 8th and look up Exodus 4:8. Look up Exodus April 8, and it's God Almighty telling Moses, if they will not believe you for the first sign, they will believe you for the second sign. That's pretty daggum significant. And there's tremendous signs in the heavens. The threat of global war is bigger this year than it's ever been within our life. The threat of nuclear things, like these things are too scary. They are scary things. These are the end times. These are the last days. And we're not a cruise ship anymore. We now have to be a battleship. We have to know where to find hope, and how to tap into the power of God. God Almighty does not want anybody to live a powerless life this year, no matter what the future holds.
You mentioned eclipses, and I know historically, I think God speaks to the Jewish people through the moon and through the signs in the moon, and the Gentiles through the sun. And so when you have an eclipse coming, it's literally the moon coming in front of the sun. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of the culmination of these things. And so we've got blood moons, we've got eclipses. And I remember several years ago, there was a whole thing about the blood moons. And I talked to somebody who was really studying that at that point and written a couple of books. And I asked him, what does this mean? He said, basically, God really wants our attention. We need to look up. We need to, you know, pay attention to the Lord. You mentioned about this eclipse, and I know you've done a good bit of research, and you're looking at where the eclipse is going to be, and it's crossing at a unique point. Actually, those things. Could you just talk about that for a little bit?
You're quite the troublemaker, John. You're trying to get me in trouble. Everybody already thinks I'm crazy. And now, no, I'm so happy to, because this is the word of the Lord. You know, Jesus Christ made all of these things, and God Almighty rules from his throne over the heavens and over the earth. And Jesus himself actually said there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and within the stars. And so, no, it is a tremendous sign. And you, and brother, you hit the nail on the head whenever you said it, that when God prophetically speaks to the sun, he's speaking to the Gentile nations, but he's actually just speaking to the nations, right? The Gentiles, that's why our Gregorian calendar is based off of the prophetic marker of the sun. When God's speaking through the moon, he is speaking to his covenant people, which means it's either going to be Israel or it's strictly going to be the church. And then when God speaks through the stars, he's speaking to his children of inheritance. So he told Abraham, come here, I want to show you the plan. This is what your seed looks like. And he shows him the stars. So when we see this eclipse take place, in order for us to understand the eclipse and what God is speaking through the eclipse that's taking place this year, we need to go back 7 years and know that whenever 7 years ago in August 2017, when that eclipse happened, you're like, well, those eclipses happen all the time. It was the first great American eclipse that had happened since 1776. So there had never since the founding birth of our nation, right at the time of the birth of our nation, God declared a word through the sun about our nation being among the nations now. That happened in 1776. We've had many eclipses, but not one that only touched the United States. And it entered in at Salem, Oregon, and it went across 7 cities named Salem. And it exited out of Fort Sumter, where the Civil War actually began. And at the time that, on the day that it went across, there was actually a race riot that was taking place in Charlotte. It was actually taking place there. Now, this next great eclipse that is going to take place is going to happen on, April the 8th, which is at Passover time. which is amazing to me. This is going to happen at Passover. It's going to happen on April the 8th. And it is going to enter in through Eagles Pass, Texas. And it's going to come across right across, it's going to come right across my ranch. And it's going to enter out through the Northeast. And where it crosses the first line, so it literally creates an X across the United States. And you're like, well, that means we're being X'd out. Well, in Hebrew, the X means a prophetic sign. It means the signature of God. That's what it actually means. And so where it actually crosses over at is a place called Little Egypt. And so we know Memphis is there. That is an Egyptian name. All those cities that are there in that one area is called Little Egypt. And that's where those two, that's where the two lines actually intersect. We have actually taken a NASA photo and shown down to the square foot of where they intersect at. And they intercept on a street that is called Salem. Now, remember, the first one came across, the first one came across seven different cities called Salem. And the dark of it is only 70 miles across. And it literally came over the top of seven different cities in seven different states named Salem. The next one crosses over, and where they intersect is literally on a street called Salem. So like, well, what is that? Well, it is literally Jesus. It's the Prince of Peace. So we know like Jerusalem, right? The city of peace, right? Absalom, you know, son of peace. We know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And it's screaming to us, look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Our nation was founded upon principles of looking unto Jesus, and we cannot let that go. We have to hold on to that. There's a peace that is found on the other side of war. There is a peace, that a shalom of the Lord, that is only found from His presence. And God Almighty is definitely calling His people back into His mighty presence.